I'm Rona Tarrant. The chair of the US Bishops' Committee on Migration has called on the US to reverse a policy that requires asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while waiting to access protection in the United States. In a joint statement with the president of Catholic Relief Services, Bishop Joe Vasquez said he supports the stance taken by Texas and Mexico border bishops on the issue. Bishop Vasquez said it needlessly increases the suffering of the most vulnerable and violates international protocols. The US Senate has approved a bill to end US support for the Saudi-led coalition war in Yemen. The bipartisan vote was 54-46 and is a rebuke to President Trump's support of Saudi Arabia and its leader despite recent tensions. Trump has vowed to veto the resolution should it pass through Congress. The war in Yemen started in 2015 and has left thousands of Yemenis dead and millions more starving. Catholic bishops in California have welcomed Governor Gavin Newsom's announcement of a moratorium on the death penalty. The governor's office said the executive order grants reprieve to 737 inmates on the country's largest death row and halts the use of the death penalty in the state. Bishops in California said it's a recognition that the state has adequate means to defend human dignity and public safety without recourse to capital punishment. The Department of Homeland Security has agreed to the temporary halt of a plan to end temporary protected status for foreign nationals from Honduras and Nepal. The agreement stems from a lawsuit challenging the end of the status for citizens from the countries that was filed in February in California. TPS allows people from certain countries to live lawfully and work in the US when they can't safely return to their homelands because of a natural disaster, continuing armed conflict, or other extraordinary conditions. Officials at Georgetown University say they were deeply troubled to learn that the school's former tennis coach, Gordon Ernst, is alleged to be part of a widespread college admissions scandal. He's one of at least 9 athletic coaches and 33 parents charged in the scandal that involved bribing college coaches and others to secure coveted spots in select colleges and universities. Actress Lori Loughlin has been released after posting $1 million of bail over the scam. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.